Drinking and driving killed 1,300 people in Washington from 2010 to 2015. While most of the drivers involved had blood alcohol content at or above the current DUI threshold of 0.08%, more than one in five had less. They drank, they drove, and they killed people, but the measurable alcohol in their blood didn't reach the magic number. For highway safety advocates, for lawmakers, and for relatives of those 1,300 victims, the limit is too high, encouraging too many people to assume they're okay to drive just because they don't feel blind drunk. State Representative John Lovick spent 3 decades as a Washington State patrolman and 6 years as Snohomish County Sheriff. Tuesday afternoon in Olympia, he testified at a hearing in favor of his bipartisan legislation to lower the legal limit to 0.05.
I have 5 grandchildren, and I always think about, do I want this person with a 0.05% blood alcohol in his or her blood driving down the cul-de-sac that my 5 grandkids would play on? That reducing the BEC level will reduce the number of fatalities and injury collisions on our roads.
Lovick, a Mill Creek Democrat, cited studies by the National Transportation Safety Board that show significant impairment happens well below the current legal blood alcohol limit, including loss of peripheral vision, which is crucial while driving. The House Public Safety Committee scheduled a vote on the new DUI standard for Thursday morning. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.